What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We are here for our first ever episode with Simple Man Talk. I am your host, Blaine Temez, and this is a podcast generated through probablypolitical.com. What's up, guys? Glad for all you audio listeners out there listening. Unlike the other shows on the website, this is an audio show, so you don't get to see this gorgeous face behind the, what is this, a black matte microphone. Yeah, something like that. Without further ado, let's hop into it. So this show is going to consist of three segments. Pretty much going to be covering your mainstream headlines that you'll be seeing throughout the week, because you know the news never sleeps. Or I will also cover some local news for you. If I find something interesting within my local news and I can relate it to something nationally, or if I just think it's that extravagant, I'm probably going to cover it. 9 times out of 10, that'll be my first segment. But this show is going to be as non-biased as possible. I will share my opinions on some things. Some things I'd like to hear your feedback on. It's up to you. But without further ado, let's go ahead and hop right into it. So today in the local news, nearly $1.1 million in heroin was seized in a Fayette County traffic stop today. An afternoon traffic stop in Fayette County led authorities to discover roughly 8 pounds of heroin in a vehicle's exhaust tunnel. They found about 8 pounds, and the estimated street value was $1,095,000. So yeah, that's a pretty hefty size for that amount of heroin, not gonna lie. College tuition seems kind of large. Yep, don't do that, kids. Never ever do that. But yeah, that's our local news article for the day, just to give you a little bit of a different kind of headline rather than coronavirus, which is also what we're going to be talking about today. Covering a little bit about the face masks and what actually makes you comfortable going out in public when you have to. Do you want to wear a mask? Do you not want to wear a mask? Do you feel better wearing gloves? Do you not feel better wearing gloves? So all that and much more coming up next. And welcome back, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors. We are back for segment two on Simple Man Talk. So what we're going to be covering about today in your, I guess you can call your mainstream headline world of the news, is we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. Now you're probably thinking, another coronavirus story. Don't be wrong, I'm about as tired of looking at it as you are. But I want to get a little bit of feedback from you guys, and I'll give you a little bit of my opinion on these things as well, especially about the face masks. I've been hearing a lot of discomfort and disagreements and agreements as well with the face masks. Personally, I believe that if you do wear a face mask, that you have about the same amount of chance of getting the coronavirus if you're able to get the coronavirus. Now, when I say if you're able to get the coronavirus, I'm pretty much saying if your immune system is compromised in any way, shape, or form to allow you to get such virus. Now, with that being said, I am not against wearing a mask out in public for the safety of the older population, nor am I against it for the reasons of safety precautions. The only reason I am against it is if you have people out there that wear the mask like the geniuses that they are, put that in a nice way, where they don't even put it over their nose nor their mouth, like for the reason why the mask was made in the first place. Now, going back, and everybody's giving my man Donald Trump. Yes, I said it. My man, Donald Trump.
And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
When he was asked about if it was safe or not to wear a scarf, for say, out into public instead of a mask if someone didn't have a mask. Yeah, he pretty much was like, yeah, you know, it's totally fine to wear a mask. You know, it's just wear a scarf, excuse me, instead of a mask. It serves just as good as a purpose. His main goal in saying was he mainly wanted the masks for the hospitals for the people who did have coronavirus. See, the whole point of the mask deal is if you have anything or any sort of sickness at that, you naturally, when you have a cough or a cold, you cover your mouth when you cough to prevent giving somebody else a cold. Let's say little Timmy is sitting next to me at a restaurant and I have to sneeze. Lo and behold, I sneeze right onto little Timmy's arm and then he gets a cold the next week. Pretty sure that's not how it exactly works, but let's just say theoretically here. If you know that you are sick and you do not want to get any of your bodily fluids on anybody else, you will cover your mouth or do anything you can to stay away from somebody to not get them sick. Coronavirus, same concept, but just on a much more serious scale. You wear the mask that you don't, if you probably don't even know you do have coronavirus. You could possibly give coronavirus to somebody else because you can be asymptomatic. That is the whole reason behind wearing the mask, is to prevent the spread of it. It's not, if you don't wear a mask because you know you don't have anything, then that's fine. You do you. Honestly, if, you know, if you're not in direct contact with individuals, or, you know, you practice quote-unquote social distancing, or you don't even go anywhere, then there's no reason for you to really wear a mask if you're not worried about it. If you know you're healthy, you practice sanitation, you practice everything that is being recommended or that you should do to keep up your well-being and actually be healthy, then you'll, in my opinion, I believe you're 100% okay. I'm an essential worker. I've been working out through this whole quarantine, and I've been practicing constant sanitation. I have worn and have not worn a mask out and about, and I am coronavirus free. So yeah, with that being said, it's a personal preference. And like I said at the beginning of the show, if you want to give me some feedback, please, I would love to hear what y'all have to say, or if you want to hear if you want me to discuss something, or if you'd like to question whatever I talk about. But keep in mind, what we talk about on this show is just simple talk, and it's for you to decide. I just present the news, so to speak. So, with that being said, coronavirus masks, we already covered that. Now, I understand that there's a bunch of flack coming against the president for the way that things are being dealt with the coronavirus. And honestly, put yourself in his position. Do you think that you would be able to handle a pandemic as well as he has? Or do you really think that you could do it better? I mean, a pandemic is a pandemic. Each one is going to be different. Honestly, there's no set in stone way that you can handle a curveball. I mean, yes, stuff like this can happen, but we just don't know when. And obviously times are different with different technologies, so, you know, things are changes would have to be made to a said plan for a disaster / pandemic like this. Now, also in the news, I don't know if you've seen, but there's a talks of a second stimulus bill that House Democrats have proposed, at a total whopping cost of, yep, not one, not two, but $3 trillion all in total. And pretty much what I read about was, all in all, to shorten and sum it up, because this is simple man talk, all in all, it is going to be hazard pay for all the essential workers, not only the nurses and everybody, but for instance, like me, I'm in the agriculture field, so, and I worked through the pandemic, and it covers everybody who had to work through the pandemic, and it would give businesses that stayed open and kept their employees on payroll a slight boost and whatnot. So that's just another little something that you can check out as well. We're not going to get too much into it today, just given it that it's the first show and we're warming up to things here. Coming up on our last segment, we are going to cover a little bit about this whole killer hornet mess. And not only are killer hornets around now, we have the gigantic moths from Asia. All that and much more coming up on our third and final segment of the day. All right, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors, we are back for the third and final segment of the day. All right, well, along with a pandemic, you know, there's always going to have to be something else that's going to come about. And, you know, try and kill your vibe, you know, you're trying to survive, not get sick. And then somebody just got to release his article about a killer hornet.
You ought to fire him. I'd fire his ass right now.
And, you know, it's not even these quote unquote killer hornets have been around for as long as I can, not as long as I can remember, excuse me. They've been a species that aren't completely unknown. They just didn't come out of nowhere. And then also with the giant Asian moths, that's another bug that's been around. And I don't know why it's a surprise to anybody that these things are around. You know, birds migrate from South America through America all the time. It's not a surprise. I mean, one day a parrot just, you know, flies out of the nowhere and you're like, oh, look, a parrot. It's the same concept here. Now, there's no reason, and I promise you, there's no reason that you should be afraid of a killer hornet or giant Asian moth. You're not going to die. And honestly, scientists put a praying mantis in a cage with one of these killer hornets, and lo and behold, the praying mantis ate the killer hornet. So, if you're really that scared, just go find you a praying mantis. I don't know what to tell you on that. That's just what I've seen in the headlines this week. It, like I said, today is going to be a pretty short, cut and dry show, just to kind of give you a small taste of what this is going to be like. My content will be posted out every Wednesday, or maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, either or, whichever comes first. But nevertheless, it's going to be every Wednesday. You can find it on our YouTube channel or our website at probablypolitical.com or probablypolitical on YouTube. Also, you should check out all the other great shows that we have going right now. It's something that you definitely want to be a part of right now and don't want to miss. And you definitely don't want to miss Simple Man Talk with yours truly. I hope y'all enjoyed today's first episode. There's definitely going to be more content released soon, and I can't wait to get it out to y'all. So until then, see y'all later.